For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Friday, the 31st and final day of May. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-3. 800-747-3733. If you're involved in any kind of an accident, you're dealing with a personal injury, you go where they're going to treat you like family. Title sponsor of everything Zaslow Show 2.0, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. Boy, do we have a show for you guys today. Everyone is in a great mood because your favorite little hockey team, the Florida Panthers, are a game away. They are one win away from back-to-back appearances in the Stanley Cup Finals. Think about how far we've come. A team that didn't have a postseason win, did not have a playoff series victory for 26 years. We are a win away from back-to-back appearances in the Stanley Cup Final. Great to have you aboard here on a Friday. We're obviously in a great mood. I hope you guys all feel so great as well after everything that we were able to experience last night. A pressure cooker, an incredibly intense performance. And hey, while we're just one win away from getting back to the Stanley Cup Final, it is, and we have our NBA Finals set as well, BetOnline. That's your number one source for all your NBA and all your NHL playoff action. Every stat, every matchup, live odds when the games are being played, and when the game's over, you head on over to BetOnline, play in the online casino, a little blackjack, a little poker, some slot games. Head to the BetOnline website today. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. So, last night, oh my goodness. I mean, it's so good. I'm telling you, the last few years are just, you know, the Heat had a bummer of a year, you know, postseason especially this year. But these last couple years, I hope, because it's not lost on me. I hope you guys can take a step back and you just realize how lucky we are to experience what we're experiencing right now. I'm having the time of my life. I really am. I'm having so much fun. And part of it is because, well, not part of it. Part of it because The two reasons that I'm having so much fun. Number one, we've never experienced this with the Panthers. And number two, me personally, I'm experiencing it with my boys, with my teenage boys, for the first time ever. So these last couple years, and last year Miami Heat included, these last couple years, as far as fandom goes, for me, have been extremely special. So I hope you guys have been able to experience something similar, or you know what I'm going through, where the very first time that you got to experience, you know, great sports fandom, great team success, and doing it with your kids around you, it is a different kind of experience. So we're having an incredible time. Last night, the Zaslow Mansion family room, which of course during Panther games turns into the serious room, it became the celebration room right after the Panthers won last night to take a 3-2 series lead. So we're going to talk a ton of Panther hockey from last night. That's how we're going to start the show. It is a Friday, which means I got it. I'll tell you guys, don't worry. Don't worry, your pretty little face. Is it a big game or is it not a big game? I'm going to let you know. Don't you worry about that. So last night, I'm doing ESPN Radio with my girl Amber Wilson. And I hadn't worked with her in a couple of weeks, all right? She was away. By the way, if you guys don't know, she announced it recently, a few days ago. She announced that she is pregnant. That's obviously amazing, really cool. For those of you guys who have followed me for a long time, which would also mean then you have followed her for a very long time, you know how it's essentially a miracle. I mean, considering everything that girl has been through. So you can hit her up on social media, congratulate her, pregnant again, really awesome. Anyway, so last night we're doing the show together, and I told her, you know, I'll do the show with her for hours. But last night, oh, I was so relieved that it was only 1 hour because of the NBA on ESPN Radio, because you got the Wolves and Mavericks coming up at 8 o'clock, so her show gets cut short. We're doing the hour. I was able to take my nerves down a little bit working with her, and then we get on into the serious room in the Zaslow Mansion, which, of course, is otherwise known as the Zaslow Mansion Family Room. I got both my boys there with me. We're ready. We're locked in. Everybody knows about the serious room, and we're ready to go here. So the first period, scoreless, and I'm saying to myself, okay, and you look at the shots on goal. Huh, interesting. This is really the first game that feels like, I don't know if the Rangers are controlling, but it feels even. You know, the Rangers are up by quite a bit in shots on goal. Like at one point, it was 7-3 Rangers shots on goal. Both teams are 0 for the power play so far. Each of them had one chance in the first. Then we get to the second period. Fucking disaster. Matthew Tkachuk with the giveaway. They get the breakaway. Bobrovsky cannot. So there are a couple things that happen there. The Rangers, they score first. And also, it's Chris Kreider that scores. And Kreider, it's been a thing. He has not scored yet this series. So you got the guard and it's on fire now. A couple things. I told you guys this going into the series. I'm not scared about the Rangers scoring first. I'm not scared about that building being on fire, Madison Square Garden. And I certainly don't care about that vomit Ranger fan, Chris Whittingham, if he's even there. I don't care about that crowd getting all crazy and the Panthers are down 1-0, especially if it's early enough in the game. This Panther team doesn't get fazed. They don't care about the crowd. Matter of fact, now after last night's win, Panthers are 6-2 on the road this postseason. Panthers are a great road team. They don't care about your crowd. But you also had Kreider scoring there, his first of the series. It also led to Zibanejad getting his first point of this series. And that's kind of what they've been waiting for. Panarin still doesn't have a goal. Zibanejad still doesn't have a goal. But now he has a point. And Kreider has his first goal. May have also been his first point of the series. And it was also on a giveaway. All right. So bad job there by the Panthers. They're down 1-0. But then, not too long later, I don't remember what the minutes were like, but we're getting our chances. We know this Shesterkin. He's impossible. I told you. He reminds me of the Heat going up against Nikola Jokic last year in the finals where, what do we do about this guy? He's impossible. Well, finally, down 1-0 late in the second period. The Panthers have a rush up the ice, and Sam Bennett, what, pretty much a no-look pass to a streaking enter in the play, Gustav Forsling.
1979. Then it down low. Forsling scores! Gustav Forsling ties the game at one.
Play a lot or learning a lot about Gustav Forsling. Look at Sam Bennett's eyes. He looks out like he's passing this to the wing, and Forsling goes right between Lafreniere and Fox, and this backhand deflects off the pad of Shesterkin. Forsling second of the series.
We all jumped off the couch in the Zaslow Mansion serious room. We're super pumped up. We're excited. What a beautiful backhand. Forsling lifts it up just high enough. The glove gets a piece of it, or maybe it was the shoulder that got a piece of it for Shesterkin. Still winds up getting in under the crossbar. Gustav Forsling, he's the best defenseman on the team by far. Like, I was on Toronto radio the other day. And I don't know if you know, Toronto knows a little bit about hockey. I was on with those guys on TSN in Toronto to talk about the Panthers leading into game four the other night. And I told, you know, they were talking about Montour, blah, blah, blah. I was like, Gustav Forsling, he's the best defensive player in the league that no one knows about. He is amazing. And they're the way that, and I love explaining the nuances of hockey to my younger son, because he's way into the game last night too. And that's our thing now, is the Panther games. And so I explain how Forsling, you see, it's a rush here where you got Bennett, he's the center in the middle. Tkachuk is on the left. Rodriguez is on the right, but Forsling sees the opening, so he's going to skate into the play. He's going to skate into the offense, and Bennett, what a pass. By the way, if I can add here, okay, Sam Bennett, you want to talk, he has been unbelievable this postseason, Sam Bennett. This is some playoff he's having. Like, he missed a few games in the Lightning series. Thank God he was able to come back in the Bruins series. You know, he obviously knocked out Brad Marchand, and then he has the game-winning goal. Was it the next game, I think it was? He's got several goals now. I think this was his fourth goal. I'll play it for you. He ends up getting the empty net. This was, I believe, his fourth goal of this series. Sam Bennett has been phenomenal, and that was an incredible pass to Forsling. Like, it felt like we were never going to get one. And then finally, we break through. Forsling, beautiful. Bennett, beautiful. Now, we're in the third period. All right, it's like, we can all tell the next goal is going to win the game. That's what it's feeling like, all right? And now we get to the third period. Because through two periods, this had been easily the best game the Rangers have played so far this series. This has been the Rangers' best punch. And it's 1-1. It's only 1-1 after two periods. And then we get to the third period. And like usual, the Panthers dominate the third period last night. They are dominating these first 10 minutes of the third period. And then finally, they're able to break through as Anton Lundell, his first goal of the postseason.
Lundell scores! Might have been tipped in by Tarasenko, who was in front of the net. And Florida leads 2-1 with 9:38 to go.
Anton Lundell's first of this series, his third of the playoffs, and the Rangers had a scoring chance in the Panthers to give room for Lundell to carry the puck. Lostarinen's first point of the series to Lundell. Watch Tarasenko right through the middle. It backs everybody off, and it's Shesterkin tries to set. This puck goes underneath his arm. Anton Lundell's first of the series. And the Panthers, inside of 10 minutes, their first lead tonight.
Oh, man, were we excited. We're jumping around the serious room. And then you look at the clock, and it's, all right, 9.5 minutes. By the way, give Vladimir Tarasenko credit. Excellent screen there, right in front of Igor Shesterkin. Beautiful goal right underneath the armpit. Beautiful goal there from Anton Lundell. Panthers go up 2-1, and now MSG, now the Garden, they are shook. Because it wasn't so long ago that they had a chance to go up 3-1. And now the Panthers are 9.5 minutes away from a 3-2 lead, going back to Sunrise. They continue to dominate the rest of the way. They're getting great chances. Lundell's trying to go between the legs. Lois Dorinen's trying to go between the legs. The Panthers... They're not. Look, Bobrovsky had to make some big saves. The Panthers' defense is doing their thing. I would like Nico Mikola to stay out of the box. That would be nice. And then they pull the goalie, obviously. 2.5 minutes to go. This is it. When they pull the goalie, you got to stand. You stand in the serious room. And you creep closer and closer to the TV, because everybody knows the closer you get to the TV, the harder the team plays. And then Sam Bennett puts this baby away.
Sam Bennett shoots and scores! An empty net goal and a 3-1 lead for Florida with 1:52 to go.
Yep, there you go. Panthers go up 3-1. It feels like the game is over. Benny, excellent decision, skating with the puck around the defender. Banks at home. Panthers go up 3-1. And by the way, you saw, I think it was Kreider who charges in and tried to lay a big hit on Bennett right after he scored. Bennett saw it coming. Hit him right back. No problem. Fuck that team. Anyway, Panthers go up 3-1. It does get hairy, all right? They wind up scoring the Rangers with about 45 seconds left. Makes it 3-2. Now we got to sweat out these final 45 seconds. But what happens? With about 15 seconds left in the Panthers zone, the Panthers managed to pin the puck up against the boards. They never let it off. They never give the Rangers a shot there. Clock runs out. Panthers win 3-2. They take a 3-2 lead. Oh my. And now a chance to close this baby out in Sunrise. Not that the home ice advantage matters. What matters most is we are through 5 games, and it is painfully obvious for everyone watching, the Panthers are the better team. That was the Rangers' best game. It was the best game they played so far this series, yet we still dominated the third period. The game was very evenly played through 2 periods, and we dominated the third period like usual. And now, you know, if it's not for this Shesterkin, he's the best. If it's not for Shesterkin, we're scoring 5-6 goals a game. And I said to my buddy last night, we're texting, can the Panthers just blow him out game 6? Do I have to sweat out the game 6 game? He's like, no, it's impossible with Shesterkin. And he's right. It's impossible. We're going to have to sweat out game 6 on Saturday night, most likely. But man, I told you going into yesterday, that game was a must win for the Rangers. Must win. With the Panthers dominating this series the way that they are, you cannot fall down 3-2, needing to win the next 2 games, including the next 1 in Sunrise. That was a must-win for the Rangers last night. The Panthers end this thing on Saturday. Saturday night is going to be lit at Amerant Bank Arena. Now, you're asking yourself, Zaslow, I know this is what you're asking. Saying, Zaslow, are you going to be in the house? Are you going to go? Well, number one, I don't have tickets. And I'm not even going to say that I'm trying to go, because I am working on Saturday night. I'm on ESPN primetime on Saturday night. I'm on from 7 to 10. So here's the thing. Not ideal, but here's the thing. Game starts at 8. So, okay, really 8:15 is when puck drops. So by the time I get off at 10, we'll be just about ready to start the third period, most likely. Maybe still at second intermission. So I'll have the game on here in the Zaslow Mansion Studios while I'm doing the show. And then when it ends at 10, I go downstairs. We turn the family room into the serious room, and I'm watching the third period with my boys, and we're ready to go. So that's the plan for Saturday night. But that building is going to be on fire. It could potentially be a party. 1 win away from back-to-back appearances in the Stanley Cup Finals. Oh, my God. Let me give you a little bit of Matthew Tkachuk. Here's Chucky after the game with Billy Jaffe, starting with the big mistake that he made, which led to the Lone Rangers goal.
Yeah, it was so tight. And I made a play that I normally make 99 out of, or I did make what a play that I normally make 99 out of 100 times, and gave them life when I thought we were playing really well, which is obviously my fault. And thought the guys in our next few shifts were so good to get momentum back. Forsey with a huge goal there a few minutes after, and then we took over. So that was a huge goal from Forsey. It was a great win by us. Gritty effort. I'm very proud of the guys.
All right, so now third period, it's 1-1. Lundell scores a goal about halfway through. Take us onto the ice or under the bench, and then what changes then for you guys? What's the description of the coaching telling you guys when you get that 2-1 lead?
Why don't we change a thing? We're playing really well right now. Like, keep the forecheck up, keep hitting pucks in behind to make them change sides, shoot the puck, try to score the next one. I thought we did a great job with that.
overall, the way that your team approaches the game is seems very calm, but I don't think it anything is. But is that just the veteranness and the experience that you guys have?
It's tricky using the word veteran because we have so many guys that like are in their mid-20s, and to me, like, I feel like I'm really young, and our whole core of guys, I feel like, is very young. But I guess we've been playing for, you know, 7, 6, 7, 8, 9 years now, whatever it is. So we've been through some stuff. We've been through a good playoff run. We've been through some stuff throughout the last 2 years. And we're super calm, but we don't play calm. We play in your face, and we play hard. Seems like we might be running around a little bit, but that's just us being on our game. So I really liked our effort.
Appreciate your time here in the post. Congratulations. Good luck in the next one.
Yes, thank you.
One win away, baby. One win away from another appearance in the Stanley Cup Finals. It really is incredible. Now, here are the stakes. Tonight is Dallas and Edmonton, all right? That's game 5. Game is in Dallas. Series is tied at 2 games apiece. So they have at least a couple more games as well. You know, meaning we're going to game 6. They're going to go to at least game 6. We're rooting for Edmonton. All right. Number one, I think Edmonton's the weaker team, even though they got the two best players, Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid. But we want home ice advantage, right? And I understand the Panthers are better, or they've been better on the road. You would like a potential game 7 in your building if it comes to that. So I think we're rooting for Edmonton. We would have home ice advantage against Edmonton. We would not have it against Dallas. Nonetheless, I'm into this game tonight, Dallas at Edmonton. Before we continue, I got a few more thoughts about the Panthers. Before we continue, though, I mean, you know who's super pumped up. My man Colin, founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles. Huge Panther fan, huge South Florida sports fan. Took me and my son Jordan to the Stanley Cup Finals last year, game 4. And of course, I tell you about Colin because the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around. Sheets and Giggles, the only place you need to shop for your bed sheets. And make sure, if you've never gotten your bed sheets, we're talking sustainable eucalyptus pillows, mattresses, comforters, all your bed sheets. If this is your first time going to SheetsGiggles.com, use promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first order. That's right. I slept great last night because the Panthers won, but also because I sleep on Sheets and Giggles every night. One of our great sponsors, been with us for over a year now. SheetsGiggles.com, promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. Also, you guys know, I love making sure you're taken care of. If you're thinking about buying a new home, it could be a stressful process. You got to make sure you go to a real estate broker who you could trust. Someone who you know has your best interests in mind. And that's why I send you to my man, huge pro wrestling fan, sponsor of my pro wrestling podcast, It's Still Real to Me, founder and chairman of BRCW, Boca Raton Championship Wrestling, but most importantly, your trusted real estate broker, Matthew H. Mashler. If you're looking for your dream home in any part of beautiful South Florida, I send you my man, Matthew H. Mashler, at Signature Real Estate Finder. Call Matthew today, 561-208-3334. Again, 561-208-3334. Wherever you're looking to buy, he's going to know the area. Maybe you're not looking to buy. Maybe you're looking to unload one of your current properties. Hey, call Matthew H. Mashler today. 561-208-3334 or go to realestatefinder.com. Signature Real Estate offices all throughout the state. By the way, Signature Real Estate companies, they're South Florida's industry leaders, ranked number one in Boca, one of the tops in the entire state. Maybe you're already in the real estate business. If you're looking to take your career to the next level, you could join Matthew's team. They have offices all throughout Florida, Boca, Delray, Coral Springs, Lauderdale, Miami, Naples, Palm Beach, everywhere here in South Florida. The Signature team, that's where you want to be. So whether you're buying your dream home, or you're selling a property, or you just want to join the best in the business, contact Matthew H. Mashler today, 561-208-3334, or go to realestatefinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. All right, so there is a big difference, I find, between this year's Panthers run and last year's Panthers run. It's almost like every win last year, once we were down 3-1 to Boston in the first round, it was like every win, you were shocked. You were shocked that they were staying alive against Boston. The most shocked I've ever been in my life was when they won Game 7 in Boston. And then they go up 3-0 against Toronto, and then they sweep Carolina. Like, you were shocked that they were doing it, especially with how the regular season went. This year, we feel like every time we're on the ice, we're the better team. You're a Panther fan. You're expecting to win every single game. There's no game so far this postseason where you're going to think we're going to lose. The two runs have been very different. Also, in that regard, that's one way. The other way they've been very different is this year, these series have been battles, as opposed to last year where we're up 3-0 against Toronto. We sweep Carolina. Now, the games are all hard. There were so many overtime games there where a different bounce, we lose that game in overtime. Maybe you wind up losing the series, you know? So the games were still tight, but you weren't in a 2-2 series. You weren't in a 3-2 series after the Boston series. The series this year have been battles, and every game, there's going to be such a massive swing. We didn't have that last year. The games were close, but the series were not. So this year compared to last year, very, very different experience. Not that one is necessarily better than the other. I mean, I had an amazing time last year. I'm having an amazing time this year, and I'm certainly hoping this year ends a whole lot different and a whole lot better than last year. By the way, if I could also mention here, so this is after game 3, right? We're down 2-1 after losing at home, losing in overtime. The next day, on the Dan Le Batard show, I was so mad at Dan. I haven't even told him this. I will, though. I was so, and by the way, I know some of you guys are sending messages. When's the next time you're on with Le Batard? I don't know. I don't, like, hopefully soon. I really like going on with those guys. I'm hoping, you know, to be on with them more. We'll see. So, I'm watching Le Batard the next day. I was so mad at him. At his coverage slash reaction to the Panthers losing game 3. I was so mad the next day. Because he's talking about how it feels like the season ended. It feels like it's over. That goal right there, 2 games in a row, thoroughly, well, all 3 games, essentially. 2 games in a row, thoroughly outplaying the Rangers and still managing to lose in overtime. And to lose in overtime at home that way, it felt like the season ending. And he wasn't the only one. I think Chris Cody had a very similar opinion, too. I was so mad. After that game, I'm like, yeah, it's a really shitty break. That's how hockey goes sometimes. We are dominating this series. It sucks that we're down 2-1. And it was almost like, all right, would I rather be down 2-1 and dominating the series? Or would I rather be up 2-1 and the other team is clearly better? Yeah, you know what? Like, I think they had to kind of choose the Panthers' position. Down 2-1, playing the series on my terms, dominating the series. And guess what? If you felt that way, you were right, because it's all, if the Panthers are playing the series on their terms, it's all going to even out. It's all going to work out. And what happens? They win the last game, they tie it, they win this game, they're now facing elimination, the Rangers are. I would rather have been down 2-1 dominating the series. I was so mad at Dan's commentary the next day. It felt like the season ended when the Rangers went up 2-1 on that goal in overtime in Game 3. Yeah, right. Like, it was shitty. We're dominating the series. They're going to be just fine. And look at you now. Now the Panthers have a chance to close it out tomorrow night. Oh, man. I was so mad at him. I forgive him. I forgive him. Because here we are. You know, we're all in it together. Sometimes we react poorly. Hell, I'm not proud of the way that I reacted last year when the Panthers were down 3-1. I was kicking Bobrovsky out of my city. The murder of Fun Paul Maurice, who I love now. That's my coach. That guy's my dog. Sasha Barkov, I was trading him. I'm not proud of my behavior. I don't need to apologize for that anymore. I repent, all right? I told you. I was wrong. You don't need to keep bringing that up. Everyone's been wrong before. Especially about this team. But man, I was so mad at Dan the next day. Maybe that's why I haven't spoken to him in a few days. I gotta tell him that I forgive him. I'll just message him. I forgive you. He won't even know why. I just leave it at that. Go listen to the show. Find out why. All right. You know what else is great? One of the great things about you guys listening to the show? I get to make sure that you're taken care of the same way that I am, because I get my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance. That's right. I've been getting my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. Zaslow, why are you so loyal? Well, number one, anytime I want to get the man, Greg Brunt, on the phone, if I got some questions about my coverage, so easy. 954-589-2204. But I know that not only do I get the best coverage out there on my home, God forbid something happens, but it's at the most affordable rate as well. Maybe you like your current coverage. That's fine. Call Brunt Insurance. Get a free quote. 954-589-2204. How's that going to hurt? Get a free quote. 954-589-2204 or go to bruntinsurance.com. The team at Brunt Insurance, fully licensed, experienced staff. They're going to know the area you're calling from, even if it's not South Florida. They have offices all throughout the state. When it comes to your homeowners, your renters, your condo insurance, yeah, there's so many options out there. Let Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance take care of you. They specialize in making the confusing crystal clear. You're going to understand all of your options. Bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So, the NBA last night. I mean, I thought yesterday was going to be a great sports night overall. It ended up great for us here in South Florida. But that NBA game was a motherfucking dud. Oh my God. Like, we were hyping it up, me and Amber Wilson last night on ESPN Radio. This Wolves team, like, they're weird enough because last round, can they be the first team to come back from 0-3? Even though you can't believe they're going to, you thought there was going to be at least a threat because this Wolves team is weird, right? Where last round, they win the first two games in Denver, and then they lose their next two games at home, lose three overall to Denver, but then force a game seven, and then with only 38 points and down by 20 in the third quarter, they come back and they blow the Nuggets out in the fourth quarter of that game. They're weird enough that maybe they could be that team. And it turned out it was actually a complete 180 from that, where they are weird enough that they're just going to get killed at home in game five. They were 0-3 this series at home. In the postseason, let's see, they were 2-0 at home against Phoenix. Last round, they were 1-2 against Denver. So that's, I don't have my abacus with me. Let me see if I can do it in my head. That's 3-2 overall. And then 0-3 this round. 3-5 overall at home. Now look, we know what that's like here in Miami. The Heat, I think, have lost six straight postseason home games. Terrible. 3-5. It was a pathetic showing from the Wolves last night. Now, I obviously was not super dialed in. I had it on the small TV in the Zaslow Mansion Sirius room, but I keep checking over. The score is close at 15 points, 25, 30, almost a 40-point lead, 36 points, I think was the most they saw it at some point. It was like, I think it was 82-46 at one point I saw. Absolutely pathetic showing from the Wolves. I think it hurts their season a bit. I do. Now, you know, they'll be able to look back on it. They get some experience because every team, you know, call Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards, they can laugh all they want about, what do you mean we need to lose? We've been losing for 20 years. You need to go through a little bit of heartbreak. And you need to do some of the losing together. And this will count for that. But I think it takes some away from the postseason. They had such a pathetic effort. 0-3 at home this round. Getting killed in Game 5. Which, by the way, Luka Doncic, just all this talk about Anthony Edwards, even about Jason Tatum on the other side, Luka Doncic is a killer. Like, that's the thing, right? When we keep wanting to do the Michael Jordan comparisons, and why Kobe was like a mirror image of Michael Jordan, they were killers. Luka Doncic compared to all these other guys. He is the real killer. That dude is a killer. And Kyrie Irving, again, last night post-game talking with, I think he spoke with the guys on Inside for a little bit, but I caught him with Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter. 1 year is not going to change my opinion of Kyrie Irving. But this is a different person. Different player, maybe, but certainly different person. Like I said yesterday, I think it was. You look back, anytime Kyrie Irving was on camera in his time in Brooklyn, even in the end in Boston, when he was talking, he was a miserable prick. Now, he's very pleasant. He's happy. He is a joy to watch. And coming from me, that's saying something. He is a completely different person. Now, and hey, this series now, Celtics-Mavericks, a ton of juice to it. He is public enemy number one. That Boston crowd is going to be ruthless with him. It'll be really interesting how Kyrie reacts to that, because it's going to be nasty. He has a chance to be to have the ultimate payback. He screwed Boston. They hate his guts. He hates them. He comes back a completely different person and then not only prevents them from winning to the finals, but he's the one that wins it. This is a big-time story. That's the biggest story. Kyrie going back against Boston. Number two biggest story, Luka Doncic. Number three, can Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown finally get over the hump? That's right. That, to me, is the third biggest story. Kyrie going back up against Boston and Luka Doncic becoming the man in the NBA. That, to me, those are the two top stories. Now, my man Josh, he asked me earlier on social media, Zaslow, who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for the Celtics or are you rooting for the Mavericks? Kyrie Irving, Mark Cuban. I said to him, I said, listen, not only am I rooting for the Mavericks, I'm rooting hard for the Mavericks. Hard for the Mavericks. That, first of all, rooting for Mark Cuban is bad enough. This just shows you, though, how much I hate the Boston Celtics. Kyrie Irving, who I can't stand, but I could be fair. I just sung his praises. Kyrie Irving, who I can't stand, who sends out the anti-Semitic videos last year. He might hate Jews. That's who I'm rooting for over the Celtics. That's how badly I want the Celtics to lose. That's how much I hate the Celtics, that I am rooting for the side whose top player, top two player, puts out anti-Semitic videos. That's how much I hate the Boston Celtics. If that doesn't sum it up for you, nothing will. I would also say, how do the Denver Nuggets feel right about now? The Nuggets were up 58-38 on the Wolves at home in the third quarter of Game 7. And then you watch the Wolves get curb stomped by the Mavericks. The Nuggets have to watch that game last night. So pissed off at how they blew it. So pissed off. You know how you're never going to be pissed off? If you guys take advantage at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru of all the amazing deals they got going on. That's right. And if you're listening today, Friday, today is your last day. Today is the last day of May. And that means the Memorial Day sales event, you're running out of time. Head on over to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. So easy to find them, all right? It's that beautiful state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. Great deals going on right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru with incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. No matter what you're looking for, car, truck, SUV, whatever make, whatever model, that's right, new and used cars, you are sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. And you know what? Maybe you're not looking for a new car. Maybe you just need your current vehicle serviced. Well, did you know that at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they service all makes and models? That's right. So whatever car you have, you're going to be able to get it serviced with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sales event. It's going on till the end of today, the last day of May, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Check out their entire inventory right now, NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. All right, you guys are probably saying to yourself right now, because we're deep into the show at this point. Zaslow, I got to know, is it a big game or is it not a big game? Big game or not a big game? Every Friday, it's a short list today, all right? Let's get it started here. Everybody calm down. Tonight, 8 p.m., Fox, WWE SmackDown. Fallout from King and Queen of the Ring last weekend. Nia Jax have to assume she's the Queen of the Ring. Everybody knows that. You're going to have to assume there'll be a confrontation with Bayley, because it looks like she's going to take on Bayley for her WWE Championship at SummerSlam. I'm looking forward to that. What's next with the Bloodline? There's a lot happening here. The fallout from King and Queen of the Ring. WWE SmackDown? That's a big game. Big game or not a big game? Tonight, 8:30, TNT. Edmonton Oilers at the Dallas Stars. Game 5. Series tied at 2 games apiece. The Oilers, they win Game 4 to even up the best of 7 series at 2 games apiece. Leon Draisaitl, best player in the league. Connor McDavid. Can they take the lead tonight at the Dallas Stars, who for the most part, I think, have been the better team? Oilers at Stars, Game 5. That's a big game. Note, Saturday, 7:30, Apple Plus. St. Louis at Inter Miami. That's right. I'm not going because A, I'm working, but B, most importantly, Panthers, Rangers, Game 6. My tickets are for sale. Buy them. Let me make all the monies. I laugh my way to the bank. Inter Miami hosting St. Louis Saturday night. Now, coming off their first loss of the season the other night, I actually made my debut at Chase Stadium. They lost. Coming off their first loss of the season with Messi in the lineup, Inter Miami still sits atop the Eastern Conference with 34 points. Cincinnati's right behind them with 33. And Inter Miami has actually played more games. Cincinnati has a game in hand. So Inter Miami right now is 10-3-4. 10 wins, 3 losses, 4 draws. St. Louis, they are 11th in the West. They are 3-4-7. So it's a good opportunity for Inter Miami to get back on track. St. Louis at Inter Miami? That's not a big game. I can't do it. If I'm not going to watch it, if I'm dialed into the Panthers, of course, if I'm not going, it can't be a big game. That's not a big game. Finally, got one more for you ass here. Saturday, 8 p.m. ABC. That's the American Broadcast Company. New York Rangers at the Florida Panthers, Game 6. The Panthers can close this baby out on home ice and clinch back-to-back Stanley Cup Finals appearances. The slogan for this year for the Panthers has been redemption. Redemption is on the line. The opportunity at redemption is on the line tomorrow night. The Prince of Wales Trophy will be in the house tomorrow. That's right. That's the Eastern Conference Championship Trophy. But everybody knows the Prince of Wales Trophy will be in the house tomorrow night. Rangers at Panthers, Game 6. That's a big game. You know it. And that right there is another edition of Big Game or Not a Big Game. Yes! Everybody knows Panthers, Rangers tomorrow night's a big game. What are you talking about? Whew. All right. Everybody calm down. It's time. Let's wrap this baby up. It's Friday. Everybody's weekend is starting. By the way, tomorrow, like I said, ESPN Radio primetime. I'm on 7 to 10 p.m. I hope you guys listen. And also ESPN Radio Game Day on Sunday. I'm hosting from 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So I hope you guys hang out with us. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Always brought to us by Caneswear. That's right. Everyone knows Caneswear is the spot. South Florida sports fan shop. They are so pumped about the Panthers. Matter of fact, if you're heading to the game tomorrow, Game 6, stop by Canes Warren Davey. Pick up your brand new Panther gear. The best spot to buy Panther gear is at Canes Wear. 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. So easy to find them. So much Florida Panther gear at Canes Wear. You can shop right now online as well if you want. Caneswear.com. Everybody knows they have the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear at Canes Wear. But your Panther gear, Dolphins, Heat, Inter Miami, stop by Canes Wear or shop online at caneswear.com. Items for men, women, kids, even pets. You want to buy your dog a Matthew Tkachuk jersey? Head on over to Canes Wear. Caneswear.com. Canes Wear is the spot to stop a lot of sports fans shop where we get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? So last night, because TNT had the Western Conference, they do not have the NBA Finals. TNT signs off for the season. Ernie, Shaq, Kenny, Charles. Thank God no Draymond Green there. He is the pits on that broadcast. And here they sign off for the final time this season. And obviously, it looks like next year is also going to be the final time ever.
Great year. Yeah, cannot wait for next season. It's going to be last. Keith Robinson, great job in there. Lee Mabry.
Did Ernest say blast
see
or last?
Boston, Kenny.
Did you say blast or last?
Blast. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast is what I said.
You look good. You look good in golf. Yeah, I can't hear out of my bad ear.
Good. Love y'all.
Love y'all.
See you next season.
Yeah, I'm going big deal. I mean, everybody knows this is a big deal. We're likely after next year losing inside the NBA. Charles Barkley speaking out about, you know, Warner Brothers Discovery Management. David Zaslav, Zaslav, he runs Warner Brothers Discovery. It's a disaster. It's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? How about yesterday on the Dan Le Batard show, Billy Gill? We're big fans of Billy Gill. And he pretty much tells it like it is on what's going on with Bronny James and the NBA draft.
The Bronny report is absurd. Bronny, we've been told back and forth, one, he's this great prospect, but then he wasn't a great prospect. And I was like, he's a little kid. Leave him alone. Don't talk about him. He's just a kid. Why is everybody hyping him so much? Because you told us to, LeBron. That's why. Now you see his stats and like, should this guy be in the NBA draft after a season? Maybe he should stick around a little bit longer and, you know, get a little bit better at basketball before he goes to the NBA, right? But no, he's going to come out here after averaging, 4.8 points a game, which isn't ideal. But he doesn't want to be like known for being LeBron's son, which is insane, right? So you would think if you don't want to be known for being LeBron's son and just like an appendage of LeBron going wherever LeBron goes, then you'd go to any team that drafts you, right? No, because 10 teams invite you to work out and you said, no, I'm not going to work out for 8 of them in a league that you don't belong in and you're only going to get into because of who your father is. But you don't want to be known for being your father's son. It's insane.
I got to tell you, I think Billy hits the nail on the head. I think he's 100% right. You know, don't give me the whole narrative. Leave him alone. Let him just be a kid. And then everything you're doing there is the exact opposite of what everyone else, you know, entering the draft, the opportunities they have. He's only getting his opportunity because you're his father. This is not an NBA player, Bronny James. That's a big deal. And that... Oh, no, I got one more. Sorry. How can I forget this one? One more. Big deal, not a big deal. Paul Maurice. The best head coach soundbite in the National Hockey League. Here he is after the game last night.
Paul, you guys, according to the stat sheet, had just one giveaway tonight. Is that something that you...
That is awesome.
Is that something
just
that...
Don't tell me Bobrovsky had it.
No. Do you want to know who was?
Yeah, who was it?
Hecky.
Oh, he's out.
Is that something that you guys talked about? Or, I mean, you were surprised by it, so I don't know if...
No, you know what? And to be fair, I don't follow the qualification of what a giveaway is. There were so many puck battles on the walls that I thought we had control of the puck that we didn't make a play and it's into their feet and then they get possession of it. I would count that as a giveaway. I think the change of possession, it's either forced or it's not in some ways. What am I trying to say? I think there's a hell of a lot more giveaways in that game for two coaches. And Ekblad's out.
I'm going big deal. He's an amazing soundbite, Paul Maurice. You'll love his attitude if you're a Panther fan, especially at this point. I mean, now we trust him. Took a long time to win me over, right? I think deservedly so. I don't know. Maybe not. He was right. I was wrong. Anyway, I'll go big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. brought to us, as always, where we get all the big deals, Caneswear, caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop for all their South Florida sports gear. Yes! All right. Let's do it tomorrow. And if the Panthers win tomorrow night, I may not be able to wait until Monday. I may have to do a short little show on Sunday. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully, I have to make that decision. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks to everybody behind the scenes. Another great week of work from you guys. It's inspiring how hard you guys work for such little pay. I appreciate all your hard work behind the scenes. And thanks everybody for listening. I love you guys. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you on Zaslow Show 2.0 on Monday. You know what that means.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.